Welcome. It is time for our community connection, and it's brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home right here on K1, the one you trust. We have a city councilor, Paul Stewart, in with us. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. And yourself?
Well, I understand we're going to do some dollars and cents. First of all, the city budget was approved last night. Tell us a little bit about it and how that works, other than it takes a long time and lots of calculators.
Right. So for this year, what they decided to do... based on what's going on with the COVID and kind of the reduced economic activity, was they looked at some past things that had happened, the recession in 2008, 2009, what happened after September 11th, and used that to kind of figure out what was going to happen now, to look at what had happened in the past. And what they ended up doing is about a 4%, or assuming about a 4% reduction in sales tax revenue over this next year over last year, which is going to pretty much give us a flat budget. But we're not having to reach into our rainy day fund, and we are still putting money into our rainy day fund, depending on how long this goes on for, and how bad it gets. We can always do that later if things end up being worse than we're expecting.
This was something else. We were talking about this in the green room. Wink, wink. We did strategically place ourselves in a pretty good spot. And the fact that many cities our size and larger did not. Are they hurting. I heard Jason Munninger talk about this, I think, a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, saying just what you did is that, we'll probably feel a little bit something this month, but as far as things are concerned, we've not been affected too much. We just got knocked off course a little bit, but there's money there. We're not broke. We're not in the red. We're still flush.
Well, and this was something that they did after the 08-09 recession, was they just said, okay, we're just going to put 2% of the budget every year into this rainy day fund. And so now 10 years out,
pandemic hits, and look what we got.
We've got 20% of our budget basically in a rainy day fund, which is great and helps us out. And I'm really glad that they did that. Something else that they started doing several years ago was our pension that we have for our retirees. Mm-hmm. We had what we were, you know, the actuary said you need to put in, and we overfunded that also. And so we've been able to take that from being like in the 40% range funded to now like 80% funded. And so the one thing that we did cut this year was the overfunding.
Gotcha.
We're still funding what you know, the actuaries say we should, but we're not overfunding, but hopefully we'll be able to pick that up.
Once you catch up, yeah.
Yeah, once we kind of get through all this, which is really great.
Oh, that's just unbelievable. Now, we were talking a little bit, too, about the advisory board that we had set up.
Right. So, and to give you some history on that, this goes way back to when we brought ABB to town, that the Bartlesville Development Authority borrowed money and built the ABB building, and then we leased it to ABB. Well, earlier this year, ABB said, we want to buy the building. And so they bought the building, we paid off what we borrowed, and then we ended up with a chunk of money. That was going to be used to bring businesses to town. Seeing what was happening in mid-March, I said, hey, let's use that money instead of bringing in businesses. Let's use it to try and help some of the businesses that are here. And so that was when we set up this advisory board with the BDA to say, okay, take this money and some of it and figure out what we can do to help local businesses. And they came up with a couple of programs. One is for... businesses that were current on all their utility bills in February, that are now behind, they're going to go in and pay those utility bills for their natural gas, their electric, and their water with the city, and the BDA won't know who those go to because of privacy concerns. But they've been working with those companies to see who meets those criteria that the city and the gas company and electric company. And they'll just cut them a check, and the people that are the companies that had a balance, that balance will be gone. They can start fresh. you know, later or for going into June. The other one is our loan guarantee program.
Oh, yeah, this is pretty interesting, yeah.
Right, and so this one, I don't want to make clear, don't call the Bartlesville Development Authority if you want this. Go to your local financial institution. It has to be a local one, a bank or credit union. And the loans, they cap at $25,000, mm-hmm. 5% interest, and the Bartlesville Development Authority will pay your interest for the first year. And the maximum length is 2 years. And this only goes for really the small kind of mom and pop type companies, people who did not receive and will not apply for the Paycheck Protection Program, PPP, or the EIDL, which I think is the Emergency Injury Disaster Loan. Mm-hmm. If they don't get any of those, they can come to this. They'll guarantee the loan. They'll be required to have a personal guarantee. They've got a minimum credit score of 620. But that should help some of our smaller mom-and-pop businesses that didn't qualify to, mm-hmm. to get some of these other things.
Well, that's amazing. That's really good that we're taking care of home base.
Yeah.
And, you know, businesses coming in. We'll get back to that. We've already been the beneficiary. We've got a few folks coming down here on the corner at Frank Phillips and US 75. Their signs are starting to pop up. So, yeah, we've got some folks that are coming in and planting down roots here, even during the COVID. So, right. Yeah, we'll get there. But it's really nice that we're taking care of the local people. I've heard that in other communities where I've lived, where the complaint was, oh, gee whiz, you know, mm-hmm. somebody's got to bring in this or that. And, you know, they're getting a free ride. My family's been here for 90 years, and all you do is send somebody here to grab them by the collar and shake them upside down for every tax dollar you can get. Mm-hmm. And it's nice to know that we're showing our appreciation for those who've invested over the long haul.
Right. Well, and I think that's something, too, about these programs. Because we are spending money, but it's not money that could have gone towards roads or the police, the fire department, or anything mm-hmm. like that. This is money that was generated because of the work the Bartlesville Development Authority has done. It's our return on investment.
Yes.
You know, and you talk about 75...
It's money that has gone to work for us.
Right. It's money that's gone to work for us. Yeah. And so... And I just want to make sure that that's clear to people, that they say, hey, you're not, you know, we would rather that money have gone to something else. It really couldn't have gone to anything else.
It was pretty narrow in its definition and direction.
Right.
I like it when every dollar has its mission. It works out better that way, doesn't it?
Right.
Yeah. We're talking with Councillor Paul Stewart, and I didn't mean to take you off task or anything. Where did we leave off there? We were talking about repairing ourselves, as it were, after the COVID.
Right, and so I think these programs are going to help. They're nice. They're limited in the amount of money that we've approved. They're targeted, and they're going to be easy to administer.
Easy to administer. Well, you got to like that. I mean, red tape has caused many to stumble.
Right. Well, and so what I think will happen is, or what the plan is for people to go to their banks, go to their credit unions, and we're just guaranteeing the loans, and so mm-hmm. we'll let their underwriting, you know, they're really who's set up to see, are these people viable?
They know how to screen.
They know how to screen them, and then hopefully there's just a one-page contract that they sign with the Bartlesville Development Authority for the guarantee to help protect the taxpayers. This money, these type of loans, can't be used to refinance existing loans. You know, we don't want to take loans that...
We don't want to do that.
Yeah, we don't want to take it where I owe the bank money, and they're worried they're going to lose, and so they do one of these loans that's 75% guaranteed by the BDA, mm-hmm. So that when I default, they're only out a little bit of money versus, lot. So that's been taken care of.
Good.
There's no, trying to get rid of as many moral hazards as we can with something like this.
That's really outstanding. That is really outstanding. So we've got... some more projects in the hopper. I know that the other side of Frank Phillips, as you start to head west down toward the Phillips 66 and the ASAP down there, there's been a little milling and paving and stuff like that, like a lot. But that's going to be really nice and smooth on it as it heads west.
It is. I was telling a coworker the other day that drives in from Ponca City.
That's a drive.
I told her, I said, you know, that stretch of road in Bartlesville, that's the best road in town now that she's going to be driving on. and it's nice. It's got the bike lanes there.
The Sharrows.
The Sharrows. Where we're going to share
Keep
the
road. Keep your eye on that Sharrow.
Yeah, with where the bikes share the road. Yeah. And so that connects now from Virginia and Douglas Park going over to Johnstone Park. Mm-hmm. And then this next year, we're going to be redoing pretty much all of the downtown streets. Mm-hmm. And so those will have some bike lanes on them. It's Dewey and or Johnstone are going to have it. It'll connect to the Tower Center at Unity Square. And then the hope is for it to go connect onto 4th Street and go all the way down to the old the Caney River Bridge there right off of Adams there, or Highway 60 over there, and to connect up to the east side kind of pathfinder and really connect all over town with the bike lanes.
Well, very good. This is really going to look sharp. And I know that some of the downtown streets are looking for some paving. this probably couldn't have come at a better time.
Right. No, they're really going to tear everything up, put everything back down, fix a lot of the parking lines. What's happened in the past is they painted the lines and then they overlaid and then they repainted them. Well, now that top layer of asphalt is going away, and so now you can see the lines underneath. And so that's where you see all these, where it looks like it's striped, and really it's just lines that were painted at different times. And so we'll get rid of all of that. We're going to add some more.
Kind of clean it up a bit.
Clean it up. Add some more handicap parking downtown.
That came out of that survey we did last year.
It did. And that's where I learned that there's no federal regulations on how much handicap parking you have to have on street parking. You do if you've got a parking lot. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to try and have as much on the street as we would have as if that were a parking lot, and spread
Good
out.
Good idea. Keep it fair.
Yeah, it's basically one handicap spot per side of the street per block. So it's not a huge number, but it'll be enough to really make a difference to some people.
Oh, indeed. That's pretty good planning there, too. So, things are looking up, despite the fact that we had such a nasty thing happen to us with this COVID-19 thing. I compare Bartlesville to what we've gone through and what other cities have gone through, and it's been apples and oranges. We lost a lot of people. Mm-hmm. We had a lot of people whose health was compromised, and that much is true. Mm-hmm. But many of the folks who were in confined areas, not necessarily the folks that were out and about. I'm not making any kind of statement there. Mm-hmm. I'm just stating the facts as they've been presented. Mm-hmm. And I think that we've been smart about it. Folks have been, for the most part, behaving pretty well, pretty responsibly, and nobody likes wearing that mask, but plenty of folks are wearing them, and I don't think anybody really wanted to be that close to one another at the grocery store anyway.
Right. Well, and like you say, with I think that the outbreaks in the living facilities really shows that the social distancing did work, because where they couldn't social distance is where we had all this spread of it, and where people could, it wasn't nearly, the rates weren't nearly that bad comparatively. Mm-hmm. It was kind of an experiment of where it worked, where social distancing worked out kind of out in the public where people could do it versus where
being
they couldn't.
Condensed, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was unfortunate, it truly unfortunate. Anything else you'd like to add today? Because I think it kind of,
I want to let everybody know that Unity Square is open. They've got the fences down.
You can
check that out. I know the restaurant rooms weren't open this weekend, but I think they're going to here pretty quick. It's got a dog water fountain for your dog. They're going to be putting in some doggy bags for you to clean up after your dogs.
Good.
The library is now open now, and they've got games there you can check out and take over to Unity Square. So they've got like giant dominoes, giant checkers, kickball, and a lot of fun stuff like that. And they've
our
also
library is cool.
It's great. I think we've probably got the best one in the state here with the amount of things that they offer.
The library of things is truly amazing. Mm-hmm. I've got a very curious middle schooler.
Yeah,
and she thought that she was going to be maybe wanted to try out for the band or something. Mm-hmm. We tried almost every instrument they had there. and they had them.
And you didn't have, and you didn't have to pay for them. They could try it out without you really having to make a huge investment on it. Yeah. And something else the library is doing is they partnered with the community center and they're bringing in Inspiral Circus is coming to town.
What is this?
The Inspiral Circus.
Oh, okay.
It's June 12th from 6 to 8 at Unity Square.
Okay.
And it's not, you know, doesn't have all the animals and stuff, but it's got, it looks like they've got acrobats and bubbles and a lot of fun colors for the kids. And so I would just encourage everybody to get out and check that. It looks really neat. I just saw them on Facebook yesterday for their event there. It looks really cool. And I think if they're going to be out on the lawn, maybe go to the copper bar in the Price Tower, and you can look down and see all the kind of colors and watch
them
up there. Yeah, I think it'll be neat.
Well, that's a great reason to get out of the house and get a little get rid of that cabin fever.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Paul, great to have you here.
Oh, great to be here.
All right, thank you very much. It is 8:48 here at K1, the one you trust, and you've been.